All right, things are getting very, very interesting. Less than 24 hours after Donald Trump said on the White House front lawn that he's not even considering the financial situation of Americans when pursuing this Iran war. And it shows. It's very obvious. Donald Trump and his party are trying to inflict damage on working Americans because inflation has spiked, gas prices have spiked, insurance has been ripped away from millions of Americans. He's gutted the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and he continues to inflict harm on the average American. So, right when that comment was made yesterday, I thought to myself two things. First of all, every single Democrat has to run that in every single ad heading into the midterms, of course. It's just such a perfect insight into Donald Trump's lack of care. But secondly, I thought every single reporter on Capitol Hill better be hounding every single Republican operator, whether you are a staffer, whether you are a representative, a senator in Trump's administration, you need to be asked about Trump's comment and need to be pressed on this. And today, they delivered. Both Vice President J.D. Vance and MAGA Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, were forced to squirm and pretend that Donald Trump did not say what we all saw him say. I'll play for you the clip of Trump in just one moment, but I want to start off with J.D. Vance, then walk through some reactions from top Republicans, because there is no accountability from the Republican Party. In unison, they all come out and lie and claim, I don't think Donald Trump said that. That is a misrepresentation of what Donald Trump said. Dog, the media is not misrepresenting you this time. Trump said something so incredibly idiotic and just offensive to the average American that you guys have to take accountability for what you've done. We're going to walk through all of this. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the debates, the breaking news. We are building a beautiful community, and it's because of you all. Let's start off with this clip. And I also want to say, make sure you're following us over on Instagram, Twitter. AdamMockler.com is our website. We are building a sprawling ecosystem, just fighting back against MAGA. Thank you.
And can I ask you, Mr. Vice President, when approaching the war with Iran, do you agree with the president's position that Americans' financial situations should not be a consideration in that decision-making process?
Well, I don't think the president said that. I think that's a misrepresentation of what the president said. But look, I agree with the president that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. We're obviously engaged in a very aggressive and very engaged diplomatic process to try to ensure that that doesn't happen.
These people lie so shamelessly, and it comes top down from Trump. He's the most shameless liar of them all, but this is some shameless BS. Listen, nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon, but the reality is we are not any closer to a denuclearized Iran if that's the goal, and the enriched uranium is still there. The scientists have been scattered across the country, and all the blueprints have been put in the cloud. They can just rebuild whenever they want. When it comes to diplomatic solutions, we haven't even done that either. We bombed them during the middle of the negotiations. J.D. Vance is lying when he says, I don't think Donald Trump said that. Let's listen to how MAGA Mike tried to maneuver out of it. Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yesterday, the president was asked about whether Americans' financial concerns were motivating him to make a deal with Iran. His response was, I don't think about Americans' financial situations. Do you think that's the right message? Do you think the president should be considering the financial toll?
I don't know the context in which he made that comment, but I can tell you the president thinks about Americans' financial situations. I talk to him on average twice a day, sometimes three or four times a day, and we talk about it constantly. He's laser focused on trying to resolve the conflict in Iran, because if we get the Strait of Hormuz, when we get the Strait of Hormuz reopened, that will alleviate a lot of pressure with gas prices and other things in the economy.
What do you mean you don't know the context of the comment? In which context would this possibly ever be appropriate? Number one. Number two, he absolutely does know the context of this comment. MAGA Mike Johnson saw the clip that has 20 million views within the first 24 hours. Probably 100 million, but just on one clip, it had like 20 million views. I think the guy next to MAGA Mike's like, yeah, he's bullshitting. She's like, yeah, he's absolutely bullshitting. These people lie so shamelessly. What about Senator Loomis, who got asked about these comments?
Consider it.
Senator, real quick, what do you make of Donald Trump saying that he doesn't think about the finances or the financial situation of the American people?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I don't have a comment about that, mostly because I think he actually does care.
Yeah, we can telepathically read beyond the five layers of rich, spoiled brat that Donald Trump is and think that maybe he does care. Listen, Donald Trump throughout his entire life has never had to worry about his own health care. He was born rich. He's never had to worry about gas or grocery prices. He's never had to worry about any of this. So why would we expect him to get into power and then start worrying about all of this? That's just not how it works. He's still not worried about it because he never was worried about it. You know who else isn't worried? Susan Collins, senator.
Donald Trump saying that he doesn't think about the American people's financial situation. He just said it in a presser about an hour and a half ago.
Well, I didn't see that.
You haven't seen it yet? Got it.
Senator, are you comfortable?
She had to have seen it. There is no way you are a political operator and you just didn't see it. She's not seen anything. MAGA Mike Johnson has not seen anything. The idea that Donald Trump is calling Mike Johnson, as he claims, and then talking about the economy is absolute BS. We've seen what Donald Trump is like when him and Mike Johnson are speaking. It's oftentimes Trump talking about, you know, a senator who almost died or a representative who almost died. Remember that moment? It's not about the well-being of the average American. Now let's watch the real clip of Trump, and then I want to show you how J.D. Vance continues to try to slip out of this. Watch.
When you're negotiating with Iran, Mr. President, to what extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing.
Dude, he said it. He said, I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anything. What a wild thing to say. And really quickly, with the constant lying and lack of transparency of this administration, I want to encourage you all to protect yourself when you're using the internet. A lot of people don't realize that their email is basically the backbone of their digital identity and work identity. Your bank accounts, applications, passwords, subscriptions all root back to your email, and it's how you're recognized online. So with a lot of major providers, your email can actually be monitored in slight ways. Messages can be scanned, or AI tools can track your behavior patterns. That's why I love what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail is built entirely around privacy. Your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can monitor it. It's entirely encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no scanning, and it makes your entire identity more secure and private. So try Proton Mail for free by using my link, proton.me/BP/AdamMockler. One more time, you can get Proton Mail for free if you go to proton.me/BP/AdamMockler. Thank you to Proton and thank you to you all. So then a reporter asks to J.D. Vance, what's your message to Americans as the Iran war continues to impact the economy? Guess who he blames? Guess who he blames? You'll never guess.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. My question is, what's your message to Americans as the Iran war continues to impact the economy, especially after yesterday's inflation report?
Well, I guess my message to Americans is we know that we have a lot of work to do in order to deliver on the prosperity that the American people deserve. The president is hyper aware of this. I'm hyper aware of this. We talk about it all the time. We know that the American people inherited a very bad inflation crisis. Yes, the inflation number last month was not great, but take it back to the May of 2023 in the Biden administration, or take it back to even further. We're not seeing anything like what we saw under the Biden administration, and that's a problem in and of itself.
How long are they going to use Biden's name? When Biden left office, inflation was back down to 2.9%. Inflation had dropped, it had stabilized, it had steadied. We had finally seen some relief. Now, granted, there was embedded inflation in the economy because inflation doesn't just go away. It's like cumulative. It continues to add up and add up. So there was still pain from the embedded inflation, but the year-over-year inflation had gone down, thankfully. Trump spiked it back up with tariffs in the Iran war. Even our own Fed chair blames the tariffs for about two-thirds of the inflation that we see now. So I love how he immediately pivots over to Biden. Classic.
Because what it means is that a lot of Americans saw their wages eaten away under the Biden administration. They saw the values of their paycheck eaten away during the Biden administration. And one of the things we were elected to do, of course, was to fix that problem. And I promise you, the president is laser focused every day on fixing that problem.
Dude, I have never seen someone less focused in my entire life. Donald Trump tweeted hundreds of times in the middle of the night, then fell asleep in a cabinet meeting the next day. He's more focused on the ballroom. He talks more about the reflecting pool. He talks more about his random side projects that he does the American people. Okay, let's go back over to MAGA Mike Johnson. I can honestly, you know, the economy sucks right now and it's very painful, but I can watch these efforts squirm all day. Just notice the squirming. I see it.
Speaker, also speaking of the economic front, gas prices are up, inflation's up, Americans having some financial hardships across the country. That being said, is right now the right time for Congress to be prioritizing $1 billion for security apparatus in the White House, including $220 million for the East Wing ballroom, given the fact that President Trump had said it would be paid for by private donations?
Yeah, I think that's a gross misstatement of what's going on here. In the bill, and by the way, it's in a draft form right now, as you know, the second reconciliation bill, sadly, we have to fund immigration enforcement and border on our own as a Republican Party, because remember, Democrats want to give $0 to it. The Secret Service put in an urgent request for additional security measures. It's not for the ballroom, it's for security measures. Now,
if you read it, it's absolutely for the ballroom. Why would we possibly need $1 billion for security measures? Why? I mean, this shooting that happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the guy was captured before he even entered the building. Like, he ran in the building, wasn't able to get 10 feet, and then was taken to the ground. That's the protocol working as possible.
We don't know what the final bill is going to be that we get. They got to go through three more steps. They're going through the birdbath, the parliamentarian review of the bill. They got to go through two markups and some committees, and then ultimately action on the House floor. So we're not going to prejudge that product. We're waiting for it to come from the Senate. But I will say this, that in one section of the bill, it addresses security measures. It's very specifically defined on what those security requests are from the Secret Service. And I will say this, for many of you that were in the ballroom just a few weeks ago and sat through and observed the third failed assassination attempt.
Oh my Lord. Yeah, then he tries to cite it. The guy was caught like 30 seconds in. That is the protocol working as the protocol is supposed to. I also want to add by showing you guys a state of Donald Trump in his hands. I mean, his hands are deeply disfigured in this photo. And as I zoom in, you're going to be rather surprised when you really look deep down. It is gross. Like, look at that. Let me take a screenshot and try to get this over. Let me try to zoom in even further here. Sorry, it's getting a little blurry at this point. But what is this decrepit hand? What the hell? This is the president of the United States. If this were Biden, every single person in the administration would be constantly hounded about this over and over. J.D. Vance is lucky that he didn't get asked by every single reporter in that room why Trump's health is failing and why Trump said that comment. Honestly, if I were a reporter in that room and J.D. Vance said, oh, he didn't say that, I would just play it on a speaker and then say, explain this right now. I want you to explain this. They need to be explaining this for the American people. And that's why we're going to keep pushing for a better America. Better press. If you want to join the Mockler Media team, subscribe below. Make sure you drop a like. I love you all, and peace out.